The famous door from the Titanic film sold for over $700,000. The Tennessee Senate passed a bill banning chemtrails. And a man taught printing in prison starts making counterfeit notes following prison. These are the weird stories for Tuesday on Weird AF News, the only daily weird news podcast in the universe. The Titanic door sells for over $700,000 at an auction, setting the record for Hollywood memorabilia. You mean the evil door that murdered Jack sold for $700,000? You mean the door that Rose so selfishly hogged, allowing Jack to just drown in that icy cold water, just sold for a record? It says here, yes, indeed, the fateful door from James Cameron's classic film Titanic just sold for auction. The door fetched a whopping $718,750 during the Heritage Auctions Treasures from a Planet Hollywood event. And it was the piece of memorabilia that brought in the very highest amount ever, beating iconic props such as Indiana Jones's bullwhip from the Temple of Doom and Jack Nicholson's famous axe from The Shining. Ooh, I'd love to have that axe from The Shining. Or even the door from The Shining, pieces of it anyways. Did they end up selling that door? Now it says, this famous door from the 1997 film Titanic by James Cameron is very ornate, and it's made of balsa wood. I guess that's a wood that obviously floats. I'll tell you right now, if I had this door in my possession, the first thing I would do is make a video showing everybody that Jack could have actually fit on the door. I would have done some measurements and weight tests just to prove he didn't have to die like that in that icy cold water. Such a shame and unnecessary. Rose just had to take up the whole damn door, though. After that, I'd probably consider opening a Titanic-themed hotel where, for $5,000 a night, you can have sex on the door. or get your drawing on the door. Draw me! Draw me, Jack! There's a lot you could do with that door. It says, in addition to the door, Kate Winslet's dress that she wore during the film's final act sold for $125,000. Fans have famously debated whether both Jack and Rose could have fit on that door, which would have, in theory, saved Jack from freezing to death in the final moments of the Oscar-winning film. It says last year was the film's 25th anniversary, and James Cameron, the director, actually did a test to see whether both could fit on the door using a team of scientists and stunt people. The conclusion was Jack might have lived, but there's a lot of variables, they say. James says, I think his thought process was, I'm not going to do one thing that jeopardizes her. And that's 100% in Jack's character. Yeah, but I mean, he didn't even try, though. I mean, at least try. Like, try and get on it, and then if it's sinking, get off it, and then, you know, freeze to death to save her. Yeah, I don't agree. Harrison Ford's whip from the Temple of Doom set a record as the highest valued prop from a franchise at $525,000 at auction. Also, a set of three Sankara stones from the film sold for $100,000, as well as the Holy Grail Cup of a Carpenter from The Last Crusade, $87,000. Bill Murray's Red Rose Bowling Ball from Kingpin sold for $350,000. Jack Nicholson's axe from The Shining, $125,000. Tobey Maguire's black suit from Spider-Man 3, $125,000. And the sneaking shaving cream can that Wayne Knight uses to smuggle dinosaur embryos in Jurassic Park sold for $250,000 at auction. These are all the most expensive items that have been sold at auction from Hollywood films over the years. But the door fetched the most. I think it would be hilarious. Imagine putting the door up somewhere in your home as just some regular working door just for the hell of it and not telling anybody what it really is. That'd be a dope Easter egg in your house, huh? The Tennessee Senate has passed a bill based on the chemtrails conspiracy theory. Excellent work, Tennessee. The Tennessee Senate has passed a bill targeting chemtrails. That's right, guys, chemtrails. Total fantasy. So another law making it illegal to do something that nobody's actually doing. Yeah, yeah, this is why I cheat on my taxes. Oops, was that out loud? The bill was sponsored by a Republican, obviously. Monty Fritz is his name. And the bill prohibits federal governments or other entities acting on the federal government's behalf from conducting geoengineering experiments by intentionally dispersing chemicals into the atmosphere. They're concentrating on the activities that may occur within the state of Tennessee. So just any planes going over Tennessee, it looks like. Yeah, I mean, you can't really control the airways of the entire country, Tennessee. But okay, all right. Republicans, they're on it, guys. They're on it. They're afraid of measles vaccinations, but fantasies? Yes, they're protecting you from those. What next? You're going to ban owning Bigfoots? And we want to let you know that we're going to make sure lizard people can't hold public office. And we're enacting a travel ban to New Zealand because it's way too close to the edge of our flat earth as well. We're looking out for the people of Tennessee over here, us Republicans are. You can count on that. Now, the bill being signed off in the Senate will now go to the House Agriculture and Natural Resources Committee on Wednesday. I'm wondering if that committee will explain to the Senate that, nah, this isn't real science. The article goes on to say, what are chemtrails? What is the conspiracy theory behind them? Well, in case you don't know, the chemtrail theory is the belief that our government is secretly adding toxic chemicals to the atmosphere from aircrafts, similar to contrails. The cockamamie conspiracy theory says the reasoning behind all of this is for sterilization, reduction of life expectancy, mind control, and weather control. Since the theory came about, various research groups have debunked it, saying there is no credible evidence for the existence of chemtrails. And according to Harvard researchers, if there truly was a large-scale program which involved aircrafts introducing hazardous chemicals into the atmosphere, they would first need to be an operating system to manufacture, load, and disperse such materials. Additionally, if such a system existed, it would require the work and cooperation of thousands of people across the country, which would make it difficult to maintain this as a secret. Of course, none of that makes a damn difference to conspiracy theorists, and obviously people in the Tennessee Senate, they're like, my mind is made up. Don't confuse me with facts. I mean, this is all just some redneck nonsense, man. You have the most uneducated people that are trying to pass laws in these places. It's like, it's just ridiculous. The planes are releasing chemicals in the air that affect us all. We want to put a stop to that. Oh, yes, you mean climate change? No. Wait a minute. No. Climate change is a conspiracy promoted by scientists. I'm talking about this YouTuber that I saw saying that they're putting mind control chemicals in jet fuels and whatnots. Can't allow that. So, all in favor. A man that was taught printing in prison starts making counterfeit notes following his release from prison. A 35-year-old man from Madhya Pradesh, India, diligently learned some printing techniques as a vocational skill in prison, only to use these skills to make fake currency notes upon his release. That's called on-the-job training, guys. Prison is like college for criminals. You learn new techniques, or you learn to improve on your own skills so that you can get back out there and make a living for yourself. Prison does not reform people. It's so sad. Need to figure out a way to reform criminals. I don't know how you do that. Anyone have any ideas? Now we have a man named, let's try to pronounce this. Bhupendra Singh Dakat. Bhupendra Singh Dakat. Return to the world of crime came to light after the police arrested him over the weekend and recovered 95 counterfeit notes, each with a face value of $200. Besides a color printer, 6 ink bottles, and paper that were used to manufacture crisp fake notes were also recovered from his home. Mr. Dacat immediately confessed that he had been printing these bogus notes and pumping them into the market in the district for the past few months since he got out of prison. They say Dacat is involved in 11 criminal cases, including murder, and had been in and out of jail over the years. During his last prison stint in the district, Dacat acquired printing skills as part of a vocational training program designed to assist inmates in reintegrating into society following their release. Says here, according to Vidisha, jail superintendent Priyadarshan Srivastava. There we go, Jonesy. Good job, buddy. According to this jail superintendent, I could have just said according to the jail superintendent, but I like to make things difficult for myself. The superintendent says that inmates are given offset printing and screen printing training in order to help them eke out a living following their release. Well, you know, you give a man a dollar, he eats once. You teach a man to print dollar bills, he eats for life. Yeah. The funny thing is, on the outside, I was an honest man, straight as an arrow. I had to come to prison to be a crook. Anybody know what film that quote is from? Call the show, 646-450-2012.
Yay!
Well, hello, my friends and loyal listeners of the Weird AF News podcast. It's more like an extravaganza of weird news, a party of weird news. Weird news that melts in your mouth, not in your hand. Ah, 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 ah. I appreciate you spending a little time today with your host, Jonesy, in the Weird AF News podcast. I want to let you know that we appreciate all of your correspondence. And Jonesy is very diligently trying to reply to all of your correspondences. So please keep sending those emails to funnyjones@gmail.com. You can even reach out to him on his Instagram account at funnyjones. Oh, would you like to call the show and leave a voicemail? Please do so. We want to hear your lovely, lovely voice. Don't forget to introduce yourself and say where you're from as well. The phone number is 646-450-2012. And it's a hoot. We love to hear from listeners over here at the Weird AF News Production Studios, which is basically a very small closet that's 3.5 feet by 3 feet, I believe. I don't have a measuring tape with me at this time. I can barely be in here with Jonesy. He takes up a lot of space because his nether regions are so huge. Yes, yes, yes. Oh. Anyways, so nice to hear from everyone. We hope that you'll consider supporting the show by going to the official website of Weird AF News. It is weirdafnews.com. Very lovely place to visit. And when you're on the homepage, you can do some things like listen to the podcast. Yes. Subscribe. You can even support the show by joining the Patreon or buying Jonesy a cup of coffee. He loves coffee, if you don't know. He drinks a little bit too much of it for somebody who has chronic acid reflux. I've tried to talk him down, but it's very difficult. He won't move on to tea. You know where I'm from. We drink a lot of tea, a lot of teetotaling going on where I'm from. Jonesy won't have it, though. He says tea is for... Well, I can't say the word on here, but that's what he says. You can imagine what it would be. Anyways, thank you so much, and please join us tomorrow for the Wednesday version of Weird AF News. We love you so much, and take care of yourself. Be good to yourself. Yes, toodaloo!